This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In the aftermath of the most recent mass shootings in the United States, there's been a surge of conversation about H.R. 8, the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2021. This is a long-stalled piece of legislation that would require background checks for all gun purchases across the nation. Sponsored by California Democrat Representative Mike Thompson, the bill was passed by the U.S. House in March of 2021 by a narrow 227-203 vote, getting support from just 8 Republican legislators. In the Senate, the bill has languished for months due to the reality that it stood little chance of passage in that chamber because it split 50-50 Republican and Democrat and would need to attract at least 10 Republican supporters in order to prevent a filibuster by opponents and move to a final vote on the law. But Senate Democrats have indicated that, despite the odds against them, they're nevertheless hoping to put the bill on the legislative calendar. Should that plan come to fruition, another gun control bill passed by the House, H.R. 1446, would be put to a vote as well. This bill would increase to 10 days, the time a purchaser must wait for a background check. And now, as of early June 2022, there's a new package of gun control legislation on the table, the Protecting Our Kids Act. So today, let's talk about these bills and how the laws that are currently on the books work. Right now, when someone tries to buy a firearm from a federally licensed gun dealer, the dealer is required to contact the federal government's National Instant Criminal Background Check System, either electronically or by phone. The buyer fills out a form that asks them about a bunch of things: past criminal indictments and convictions, use of drugs, court-ordered confinement in mental institutions, dishonorable discharges and convictions in military courts, convictions for domestic violence, and whether the person is a legal resident of the United States. After that, the system staff performs a background check to verify that the buyer is eligible to purchase or own a firearm. This background check system, which was created by the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act of 1993 and went online in 1998, has conducted more than 300 million checks on gun purchases. Most purchasers pass the screening, but more than 1.5 million would-be gun buyers have been rejected, according to the FBI. Even so, critics point to major loopholes in the screening process. Of people who don't make a business of selling firearms, but only make occasional sales or purchases, are exempt from the background check requirement, unless they're a seller who has reason to believe that a purchaser might be legally barred from owning a gun. Additionally, federal law doesn't establish a clear line for when a gun seller becomes a professional dealer, just a vague rule of thumb that someone who repetitively sells guns with the motive of making a profit must be licensed and conduct background checks. That gaping gray area enables non-licensed dealers to sell scores of weapons at gun shows or via internet ads, or, you know, wherever, to whoever's buying. A study that was conducted by Northeastern University and Harvard University researchers and published in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine in 2015 estimated that 22% of gun owners who had obtained a weapon in the previous 2 years had done so without going through a background check. And 96% of prison inmates who had been prohibited from owning the gun that they used in a crime had obtained it through an unlicensed seller. H.R. 8, one of the proposed laws, would eliminate the private sales loophole by making such transactions illegal. Instead, private sellers would be required to hand the weapon over to a licensed dealer, importer, or manufacturer, who would then comply with the background check requirement before transferring the weapon to the buyer. H.R. 8 would still allow a few exceptions. Law enforcement agencies would be allowed to do transfers without background checks, as would family members giving weapons to other family members. A person could also inherit weapons without a background check. Finally, in the case of an imminent threat of bodily harm or death, a person could give a weapon to someone else to protect themselves, as long as the weapon was returned when the threat went away. The idea of universal, or nearly universal, background checks is supported by the majority of the American public. An April 2021 Quinnipiac University poll, for example, found that 89% of Americans favor such a requirement, while only 8% oppose universal background checks. A March 2021 Morning Consult poll had a similar result, with 84% of voters, including 77% of Republicans, supporting mandatory screening before gun sales. A 2018 Gallup poll found that Americans favored mandatory checks by a 92% to 7% margin. For the article this episode is based on, Howstuff Works spoke with Dan Flannery, a professor of psychiatry and pediatrics, and the director of the Begun Center for Violence Prevention Research and Education at Case Western Reserve University. He said that enacting universal background checks is an important first step toward reducing gun violence, but he cautions that the information reported in the system is limited and may not necessarily detect everyone who is a threat. The teenage gunman in the Uvalde shootings, for example, legally bought 2 rifles from a federally licensed gun store shortly after his 18th birthday. The background check system didn't detect the disturbing behaviors noticed by friends and relatives that have since come to light. Flannery said, "Having more mental health resources and threat assessment protocols for when kids who are identified who may be at risk, having those systems of supports in place is another thing. Many of the school shooters in particular have told someone else personally or on social media of their attempt, and there were opportunities to intervene." Proponents of H.R. 8 face a difficult challenge in the Senate, where 60 votes are necessary for passage. When the New York Times surveyed GOP senators, it found that only 4 out of 50 were even open to considering universal background checks. Though the Democrats could change the rule to allow a straight majority vote, some conservative Democrats oppose such a move and favor a different compromise. In that vein, a new package of gun control legislation passed in a House vote on June 8th. Called the Protecting Our Kids Act, it passed 223 to 204, with 5 Republicans crossing the aisle to vote for it and 2 Democrats voting against it. The act includes bills that would raise the age necessary to purchase or receive particular types of semi-automatic firearms from 18 years to 21 years. It would establish new federal offenses for gun trafficking, establish frameworks for regulating firearms without serial numbers and the storage of firearms, and prohibit large-capacity magazines and create a governmental buyback program for people who currently own those. News about this new act is still coming in as we record this episode, but experts expect it to face difficulty in the Senate as well. How Stuff Works also spoke with Dave Chapman. He's a 25-year veteran of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or the ATF, and was President Joe Biden's initial choice to head that bureau. He said that conducting background checks on nearly all gun purchasers, quote, would make an extraordinary difference in preventing gun violence in this country. He also called for raising the federal minimum age for purchasing a rifle, which, again, is currently 18 years. Quote, until we change that a high school senior can roll into a gun shop and lawfully buy an assault rifle, the same one I carried on ATF SWAT team, nothing's ever going to change. Today's episode is based on the article, HR 8 Mandates Gun Background Checks. Why is it stuck in the Senate? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Patrick J. Kiger. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
A lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.